The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is for you. Welcome in. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with my man, Mike Wilson. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion, Dorfon Sports, Dorf Online. Check out that website, DorfonSportsRadio.com. Mike, an amazing weekend of sports as it always is. Auburn gets it done, beating Alabama. Arizona State beats U of A in the Territorial Cup, but not enough to keep Todd Graham in town. Been fired this morning, maybe 5 or 6 minutes ago. ASU will play their bowl game without him. Good morning, brother. How are you, man? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. After last night's great vibe, great game at Sun Devil Stadium. But like you said, it's not enough to keep Graham in the mix in Tempe. So you got to figure they got somebody in mind that they want to go after. However, ASU doesn't like to spend big money. They're going to have to spend big money to get somebody in there that they really want. They do have to have somebody in mind, I think.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely think they have someone in mind. We don't know who that is. As we do know, Chip Kelly goes to UCLA. He's back in the Pac-12, but obviously things are going to change for Arizona State University. 7-5 on the year with a chance to go 8-5. I think they overachieved to a certain degree. We'll get into this and a whole heck of a lot more on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Get on board with us, people. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at Steiner Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year.
Blackman back in the shotgun. Single receiver left, two to the right. Blackman has the snap. He's back. He looks. Throws deep down the middle. Intercepted by the Tigers. Back to the 25. Now to the 30. 35, 40. Near sideline, 45, 50. And finally run out of bounds. Van Smith, the safety, comes up with a pick of Blackman. A 35-yard return. And the momentum is flipped back to the Tigers.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion from Mike. Dorf on Sports. Dorf Online from me. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, so we know that Todd Graham is out at the as the Sun Devils coach. And by the way, Mike, he went 46-31 over his six seasons at Arizona State, and obviously gets the big victory over the rival, Arizona, 42-30 on Saturday. They finish the season 7-5, have an opportunity to go 8-5 if they can win a bowl game. Not going to get the opportunity. He's gone. I think it's going to be interesting to see how those kids play, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah, because if you follow Twitter, and I know you're on Twitter as well as I am. There was something trending. It says, keep Coach Graham. It was starting to trend pretty huge. And there were inputs from ex-players, current players that he needs to be kept, that the move that Anderson is making or made, is not the right one. And you can just tell what Coach Graham meant to that to those players that he had in his program. And, you know, you have to, I mean, we all went into the season, Dorf, thinking that he was on the hot seat. I mean, he had two subpar years. The program struggled. And, you know, and maybe this is just the AD just going, you know what, we just need to go in a different direction from him. But who knows? I mean, personally, I think not only maybe Graham needed to be fired, but I also think Ray Anderson needs to be gone. I don't think he's really done anything for that program.
Look, bottom line is they weren't happy. They gave him some time to get things done. He didn't really do that. This year was a move in that direction. I think next year they could be a very good football team. I know they lose Blige and Richard in the backfield, but Manny another year, N'Keal Harry another year. The defense, another year of working with each other. So I think he leaves this program in pretty good shape, to be honest with you, Mike.
The cupboard's not bare at all. I mean, whoever comes in here is going to have some talent. You know, I'm going to have to double check to see who goes from the defensive line or the offensive line, you know, those kind of things, to really see how well they are set up for, you know, the next couple of years, at least the next year. But the cupboard's not bare in Tempe. But, you know, the name that I've heard being thrown out there is Kevin Sumlin. I'm like, well, Sumlin's not even he's not even out at Texas A&M. You know, and I don't know if someone would come out here. I don't know how big of a connection he has with the West Coast. You're going to have somebody that has a connection on the West Coast. And I mean, someone certainly would have connections in Texas, which is just football rich talent. But you have to have somebody that can poach players from Southern California to come out here to Tempe.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Like I said, you know, ASU gets rid of Todd Graham. They go 7-5. He's 46-31 throughout his time here, his tenure of 6 years. Have a chance to go 8-5. Yeah. You know, it kills the momentum to a certain degree. But like we're saying, he does leave this program in pretty good shape. Whoever comes in here will have some things to work with. So on that note, if you're an Arizona State Sun Devil fan, you've got to at least like that, because the bottom line is that this program is in better shape now than we thought it was. And to be honest with you, Todd Graham deserves a little bit of credit for it. So
he does deserve a little bit of credit. And what I will say is that he changed the culture, because let's face it, after, you know, Dennis Erickson was here, and we all know that Dennis is a great coach. You can't deny that Erickson knows how to coach, but what Erickson does or did was bring in some suspect kind of sketchy kind of guys. Graham changed that. And so, you know, that change in culture should have Sun Devil fans looking up that the program is headed in the correct direction from here on out. But they're going to have to pony up money, man. Show me the money. Like, you're going to have, if you want to bring a Sumlin in, you're going to want to bring, you know, anybody, you know, a big name in, Les Miles, you're going to show me the money.
Absolutely. No, I'm with you. I mean, look, and I think that's a good reason why Chip Kelly went to UCLA. He knew that he would get that booster money. He knew that he would have the love and support that he needed there at UCLA.
$4 million a year, dude.
Yeah, I don't think he necessarily would have had that here at Arizona State University. So that was kind of like smoking pipe dreams for people talking about Chip Kelly coming here. Let's talk a little bit about college football. So Alabama goes down to Auburn on Saturday. Does that change what happens in the Final Four for your college Final Four going to the national title? Who do you have in there right now, I guess, is my question.
Well, here's the interesting thing with the whole ranking system. You know, you got Auburn taking down Alabama. So it's going to be Auburn and Georgia in the SEC championship. Auburn has two losses. Alabama only has one. Granted, they lost to Auburn, but they lost to Auburn on the road, you know, at Auburn. Okay. For some reason, I just think that they could get a little bit of a pass, but they're going to need Oklahoma or Wisconsin to lose in the next couple of weeks to have a legitimate shot to get back in the playoff. Cause we all know if you lose early, you got plenty of time to recover and make your case. If you lose late, you got nothing.
That's a good point. So right now, as it currently sits, and this is going to change big time because both Alabama and Miami go down, right? So
yeah.
Alabama's going to be out, we would think. Miami is probably going to be out, at least for the time being, like you're saying. And then they'll have a chance to bounce back in after their conference games. So let me ask you, if Wisconsin loses the Big Ten championship to Ohio State, does Ohio State somehow work themselves back into the national title race?
They can. I mean, it's certainly there, because I think a lot of times Ohio State gets what Alabama gets. And that's, you know, the benefit of the doubt in terms of just how good they are. But you look at it, they have two losses. So, you know, are you going to put a two-loss Ohio State team in, okay, over a one-loss Alabama team, okay? And then you got the whole thing with Wisconsin. Wisconsin, I mean, you and I talked about it at the Sun Devil game last night. They're getting screwed a little bit, and they have the potential to be really screwed over if they're left out of the Final Four and they're sitting there at 12-0.
Yeah, no, it's a crime. You know, it would honestly be a crime, Mike, to be honest with you. So Wisconsin sits at number 5 right now. I got to think that they're going to be back in that top 4 after the new polls come out. But again, sure, there is still a way where at that final poll, Wisconsin if they lose to Ohio State, like you said, Ohio State has two losses. Somehow Ohio State could bounce back in after having two losses. It's pretty crazy, man.
It is pretty crazy. And you got, wouldn't you just like to be a fly on the wall at the playoff committee offices, you know, on Monday, you know, today and Monday and Tuesday during the day, and just see what they're talking about and listening to, because it would be incredibly interesting.
So in your opinion right now, does Clemson move to number one?
If it was me, it would have to be Oklahoma. I just think Oklahoma on an eye test is better than Clemson. Okay. Clemson certainly in the top four. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I don't think they're number one. I think, you know, Baker Mayfield is the difference between Clemson and Oklahoma being ranked one and two, even with all his crotch grabbing and all that.
So where is Auburn?
Wisconsin's three.
Where's Auburn on your radar now?
Auburn, five.
But they just beat Alabama.
That's fine, but I'm not a.
See, I see a scenario where Auburn is now back in the top four. Alabama is now on the outside looking in, and they need the win in the conference game, in the championship game, to get back into the top four.
Where do you put Georgia?
I leave Georgia just on the outside looking in as well.
You put Georgia in over Auburn right now?
No way. I think, you know, those two teams need to battle it out, right? I
mean, yeah, and we'll find that out next week. Yeah.
Yeah. So the better team right there winds up getting in. But if it's up to me, I'm going Clemson, I'm going Oklahoma, I'm going Wisconsin, and I'm going Auburn. And I don't necessarily have them in any order or in the right order, but truth be told, those are my four top teams right now in all of college football. Thoughts and opinions, people. We'd like to hear from you, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But so much to get into. Maybe on the other side, we'll shift gears and maybe we'll talk some NBA basketball, maybe even some college basketball too, Mike, because as you know, college basketball is underway too. So all sports are in full throttle right now. Mike Wilson, Dorfman, we're here to talk to you about it. 1-800-878-7529. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause, and then we'll be back to keep rapping about the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Barrett gets the snap out of the shotgun. Hands to Mike Weber, and he's on the loose to the Illinois 35, to the 30, right side to the Illinois 20. Weber to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber for a touchdown run of 43 yards. His second scoring John of the day. And it is a 20-0 Ohio State lead over Illinois.
They break through here. Oh my goodness. Looking to just fall on it. And now a fight for the ball, and picking it up is Jacobs. Jacobs is running it in. That is a touchdown for Wisconsin.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Third and goal at the 2 of Seattle. 3 on the defensive line for the Seahawks. Shotgun snap to Ryan. Cotchins right out. Throws a pass. Far corner of the end zone. Leaping two-handed grab. It is a touchdown! Grabbed across the way. Mohamed Sanu, heavily covered, leaping two-handed, falling down. Club catch in the far corner of the end zone. That's a touchdown pass of 2 yards. Got it with one hand. Held it as he hit the turf. And he beats 2 defending Seahawks.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. I am Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. This is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. So thoughts and opinions are absolutely encouraged and they're welcomed. Pigskin Opinion or Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online is how you can get at us on Twitter. But truth be told, reach out and touch somebody, 1-800-878-7529. And by the way, we do know it was a huge week of sports, obviously, in general. Thanksgiving weekend, Mike, it doesn't get much better. You've got all kinds of NFL football on Thursday. You had 3 games, Vikings, Lions. Vikings get it done on the road. Chargers, Cowboys, Chargers get it done on the road. And then the Redskins and the Giants, and the Redskins beat the Giants. I don't think there were any surprises, to be honest with you, when it came to Thursday's action on the football field. But always a great time to be talking NFL football in general, brother.
Oh, it is. And you and I both know that in our hour 2, man, on SB Nation Radio, like, we're going to be talking NFL for the whole hour. So it's going to be hour 2. So it's going to be action packed and fun filled with NFL stuff. So, but I will tell you this much, that the Charger win at Dallas surprised me a little bit. You know, I just, you know, there's just something about the Chargers that I just haven't been able to, like, really trust them. I mean, I know that Dallas was missing, they're missing Zeke, and they're missing Zeke in a huge, huge way. But I just, I don't know. It's just something with the Chargers that it's, I just have really never trusted them to win games like that. And man, they dominated Dallas. They made Dallas look like a redheaded stepchild on Thursday, which, I mean, I'm not opposed to. I mean, anytime Dallas loses, it's a good day.
Absolutely.
But I mean, the way they lost, they just looked pathetic. Thursday.
Look, the bottom line is this: you may not trust the LA Chargers, as awkward as that sounds.
Yeah, maybe it sounds that's real awkward.
Maybe that's part of the reason you don't trust him. Who knows? But the truth is that Phillip Rivers went out there and he dissected that awful, callous Cowboy secondary. And honestly, I can't wait till hour number two when we have SB Nation on board and we get the people from Dallas on the ticket listening to us. And I can go after those clowns, because the truth of the matter is, man, the Dallas Cowboys are no different than the Green Bay Packers or the Arizona Cardinals. When you're missing your best player, Mike, it makes a huge difference. So not having Ezekiel Elliott on the field makes the Dallas Cowboys very vulnerable. And you know what? Dak Prescott.
Very average.
It makes them vulnerable because it makes Dak Prescott nowhere near as good as he was last season. And the truth is he's probably progressed. He's probably better than he was last year, but you're not seeing it because he doesn't have the same offensive line and he doesn't have Ezekiel Elliott right there to make huge plays for him.
Yeah. I mean, when you're missing one of your top guys, if not your top guy, I mean, anybody that follows football, has played football, that knows football in just the slightest bit, knows that you're not going to be the team to reckon with. I mean, look at your boys up in Green Bay, man. I mean, you lose the baddest man on the planet, and it just all goes to hell on you in a handbasket real quick. And so Dallas is suffering through that. And that's why I was like, early in the season, Zeke, take your medicine right now so you're there late in the season to make a playoff run. But he wanted to fight it out. I mean, I understood why he was trying to fight it out. But, man, this is just coming back to bite them in the backside big time right now.
I don't necessarily think it was only him. I think Jerry Jones was all over it, man. This has Jerry Jones' fingerprints all over it, man. He was like, fight this. We're going to win. I'm bigger than the NFL. I'm bigger than Roger Goodell.
I'm going to sue the NFL.
Yeah, so ultimately, I think that Ezekiel Elliott, seriously, in a weird way, he got exactly what he deserved, Mike. He got bad guidance. He got bad tutelage from everybody there in that organization telling him to fight this whole deal. So, therefore, they're no longer going to reap those benefits. And I agree. They should have taken the penalty right away.
And I will also say this, that Jerry Jones got exactly what he deserved as well. You want your owner to fight for you, but you leave the fighting up to attorneys and those kind of people that know how to do the whole process. And you don't sue the freaking NFL over your player getting screwed, from many people's point of view over something that happened in his personal life. But, I think Ezekiel, I think Jerry Jones, I think that just that whole organization got what they deserved with all this. And just seeing that he's suing the league, he does think he's bigger than the league. And Goodell's just like, no, you're not bigger than the league. You're not bigger than us. You're one of 30 or, 32 owners, whatever it is, in the NFL. We're going to put you down, Jerry. And it's not going to feel good.
Yeah. I mean, look, bottom line is, they're getting exactly what they deserve. And I can't wait to talk to those people on SB Nation Radio on the ticket in Dallas in about 30 minutes or so. So a little preview, a little tease about what we're going to be doing in hour number two. Real quickly, before we take a break, Mike, NBA basketball. It truly is fantastic for your Boston Celtics right now. They get, they have that 16-game winning streak. They snap that bad boy. They get back right away to their winning ways, man, so they don't miss a beat. They lose, but now they've got themselves another streak, another 2-game winning streak. I'm telling you what, man, Boston does look for real, but with that being said, look who's number three all of a sudden. The Cleveland Cavaliers have moved all the way up to number three in the Eastern Conference.
And they've won 7 in a row in Cleveland. So, it's the whole thing of, you may struggle early in the year. And Cleveland they have a lot of new cogs on the wheel there. And maybe it just takes a little bit of time. We all know it takes a little bit of time to kind of gel and find a little bit of chemistry. But here's the thing to keep an eye on. You got Derrick Rose. He's like took a leave of absence from the team to find himself. At least he's not finding himself in the ER because he's injured again. But I mean, how's that going to affect? And you don't have IT just yet. IT will be back sometime January, February, somewhere in there. And you don't know what he's going to be like, if he's going to be the IT of old and all that. But, the Celtics are playing good ball. I mean, it's just you can't make an argument that they're not. The streak was going to come to an end at some point. You can't have, you know, you can't give teams huge leads all the time and expect to come back all the time. So that just kind of came back and bit him in the butt. But I'm telling you, Kyrie right now, you got to put him in the mix for MVP talk right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt, for sure. And if he keeps playing the way he does, or is, I should say, absolutely, he is definitely the guy. But some interesting things, and I know we got to take a quick pause. Oklahoma City on the outs looking in. Milwaukee Bucks on the outs looking in. So there are some things that are definitely interesting going on in the NBA, but Boston Celtics, Houston Rockets, and Golden State Warriors all playing incredibly well. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back, everybody.
Inbound in front court. No timeouts remaining. Here's Curry for three. Thompson for three. And that'll wrap it. The Boston Celtics with a dramatic win over the defending champion, Golden State Warriors.
This is Dorf on Sports.
And now, today's General Steel Building Tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford, yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So, if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 844-91-STEEL.
844-91-STEEL.
That's 844-91-STEEL.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people, welcome back. I am Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. He is. You can also find him, honestly, at PacificTakes.com. You can find him on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. You can find me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And just for the heck of it, Mike, how was your Thanksgiving, man? It's obviously Thanksgiving weekend that we're doing the show, so we might as well talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, brother. How was yours, man?
Mine was good. You know, you can never go wrong with food, family, and football. So, you know, it's always good to have that day and just give thanks to what you got and just give thanks that you're still alive and kicking and you got your health. And, you know, I always give thanks that my kids are in good health. So, you know, Thanksgiving for me doesn't get any better than it is. You know, I mean, I enjoy plenty of food and just having my kids around and watching some football. So I don't think for me that it gets any better than that.
No, you and me both, man. I just had a great time. It was good eating a lot of food, hanging out with the family. Obviously, it just is a good time to just, like you said, watch football, eat food, and be around good people. I don't think it gets any better than that. Let me ask you this, man. Are you excited for college basketball or what?
Oh, yeah. College basketball. You know, it takes me, to be quite honest, it takes me a little bit to kind of get fired up, you know, for the season, because all, you know, the first few weeks of the season are all these preseason tournaments. You know, people are going to, you know, the Maui Classic, which that would be the one I'd want to play in, you know, spend a few days out in Maui. Right. And then you got, you know, some stuff down in the Bahamas. You got stuff in Vegas. There's stuff in L.A., you know, tournaments in L.A. that you can play in. I mean, so it's hard to kind of gauge where teams are really, really at until they start playing like conference play, because then you start seeing the true powerhouses kind of rise to the top kind of deal. So, you know, give me another week or so. And when they start playing teams out of conference and stuff, and you can kind of really see where the holes are at and where they're really good at. But college basketball is always fun. Yes.
No, absolutely, man. It's a great time. And I don't know if you happen to catch Marvin Bagley. He's obviously on Duke right now and obviously from Arizona as well. I believe he lived in Chandler or something like that, somewhere, maybe Tempe. I'm not positive. But yeah. Bottom line is he's a local kid. I'm checking him out. I'm watching him play for the Duke Blue Devils. It's good to see these local kids getting out there, making a name for themselves. And I'll tell you what, Marvin Bagley is going to be an unbelievable college and then NBA basketball player in his life, man.
Yeah, it's really good to see these kids get out and play some major ball and play major minutes and make major contributions. But, you know, at the same time, you want these local kids to stay local.
True.
You know, I mean, it's tough to, I'm sure he was offered by U of A. I'm sure Arizona was on his radar.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, that's the program in the state. I mean, you want to go play major D1 basketball and have a chance to win, you know, the Arizona Wildcats. But, you know, for us locally, we're going to have to see what ASU is up to. I mean, they won the preseason tournament out in Vegas. The guards played well. You know, they went small ball most of the time, it sounds like, up in Vegas. But, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, once conference play starts, can ASU continue this kind of rebuild? Is Hurley, you know, going to be able to turn this thing around? Because I do think, and I've always thought this, that ASU's kind of a sleeping giant in terms of their programs, like their major revenue programs. If they get good, you know, this is a place where it's going to be really easy to bring guys in. I mean, you know, you and I both know that the reasons that people come here are just not academic, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So, you know, we'll see if Hurley can continue this.
I like Bob Hurley, Mike. I mean, I think he's a great basketball coach. He was a great player on the floor when he played for Duke. And then obviously his NBA career, very short, if, you know, it just didn't work out for him because of injuries and whatnot. So the truth of the matter is, great mind, great basketball mind, Bobby Hurley. The family's got a great mind. I like the job that he's done. And I think ASU actually does get on the map this year. Like you said, they won the tournament early. They're playing great basketball. I don't see them in the top 25 or even getting any votes for the top 25, but you keep playing like this.
Yeah, it'll come.
Yeah, and those accolades will come. But, you know, right now, obviously the Dukes, the Kansases, the Villanovas, the Arizonas, the Michigan States of the world are back on top. Good to see USC amongst the top 10 or so in the country right now.
I'll tell you right now, if you get a chance to see USC play, man, you got to go out and see those guys. They are big. They are long. They are athletic. They can get up and down the court. You know, they have Andy Ensfield out there who was, you know, he was the coach of that one of those Florida schools that was just dunking. It was Dunk City in the NCAA tournament a few years back. And he's getting that program to what he had at that Florida school. And it's kind of fun to watch, but they are big, they're athletic, and they're long. And I think they're going to be the team to beat in L.A., actually. UCLA is not going to be that team this year.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. UCLA is in the top 25, but just kind of barely. And obviously we know all the issues that they've had off the court with those three kids in China and just things that you don't want to have happen with your program, to be honest with you. Hey, real quickly, let's talk some NHL hockey. The Coyotes, they've started to kind of figure things out to a certain degree, brother. I know they've lost one. They lost, I believe, on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. But through now they do have six wins. I mean, it's obviously not as bad as it was. I know they're still in the cellar, but any chance that you think that they can actually turn this thing around and make a push for, like, the eighth spot?
They put themselves in such a deep hole, man. And to get out of that hole is going to take like major win streaks to do that, and major help from other teams just to go in the proverbial toilet. So it's going to be something that's going to be very difficult. Is it unheard of? Probably not. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, the thing that is so bad with the Coyotes is, you know, it's their goal differential. I mean, their goal differential is like a negative 31. I mean, when you're getting outscored most of the time, you know, in any sport, it's going to be tough to win games. And right now, if they can't improve that, you know, that goal differential, I mean, they're going to struggle. They're just flat out going to struggle. And what can you say about the team in Vegas? They're sitting atop of the Pacific at 15-6, man. And their goal differential is plus 15.
Yeah,
you know, they've won five in a row.
It's impressive, man. And a lot of times these expansion teams come and they do have early season success, but it doesn't seem like this team is slowing down at all. And I do see a comment on our Facebook Live feed, by the way, from Alfred. And he says that he was at the game last night for the Coyotes on Saturday night. He watched the game. He thought that they were pretty good in bits and pieces, but throughout the game, they kind of go and they falter, which is very common, man. They're a young team. This is the youngest team in the NHL. So you can't expect greatness right away, but what you can expect is you can expect guys to go out there and play Rick Tocchet style of hockey. Yes or no?
Yeah, no, they're going to talk. Tocchet demands that. I mean, if you don't play, you know, just nuts to the wall kind of stuff, you know, for Tocchet, it's just going to be, you know, you're going to be finding yourself at the end of the bench or in the third rotation, you know, or not even playing. Tocchet demands that you come out and play. So, you know, he's teaching these young guys what it's like to play in the NHL and what it takes to win in the NHL. So we'll see what happens. But I mean, I'm still a Tocchet fan. I mean, I just like what he tries to get guys to do and what he's trying to teach the young guys to be like, This is not junior hockey anymore. This is big boy, put your big pads on kind of hockey, and you got to come to play every single night. So hopefully down the road, this is going to pay off for the Coyotes in some way. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but, you know, I'm fully on board with Tocchet.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Me too. I think, you know, even though they're struggling, he's a guy that will figure this out, and he'll get the guys in there, and they'll play his style of hockey. But just a quick fix for the puck heads out there. We're talking a little hockey for you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get at us. Pigskin Opinion for Mike on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Check out that website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, man. So we're about 10 minutes away from hour number two of the hottest sports variety program in the country, Mike. and we're going to be talking all kinds of NFL football. Question for you, man. Just in general, big week in the NFL. Like seriously, for jockeying for playoff positions. Some teams are going to obviously be on the outside looking in, but certain players, anybody that you think, like an individual that's going to have just an unbelievable day.
Like, are we talking today or just down the stretch, or like, what are we
on this given Sunday? Is there just a player that you think is going to come out of the wood and just like, does Big Ben Roethlisberger continue that great play from that Thursday night game? I mean, you know, just a player, a random player that you think is really going to play well today.
Ooh, boy, you know what? And I'm just going to have to, oh man, that's a good question, Dorf. You kind of caught me a little bit off guard there. I'm going to have to go with Marcus Mariota. You know, okay. I think, you know, I like the progress that he's made, and I just think he's due for just a big stretch of games. I think this is the season where you've seen that he can be a top 10 quarterback in this league, and I just think he's just going to come up with a big game today and down the line for the Titans.
You know, and that's a good point, because they obviously took a pretty bad loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They weren't feeling so well or so good about themselves, I'm sure, after that game. With that being said, you have the Indianapolis Colts on your schedule. And if there is an opportunity to feel good about yourself, this is one of those teams that you want to see on your schedule, Mike.
Yeah, it is. It is Indy and San Francisco and Cleveland are the teams that if you're feeling a little down in the dumps about, you know, your situation with your team, they're the cure. Because they can provide, a win for you. They can provide a good stat game for you and just get that confidence back as a team.
I think a team that you don't want to see right now would be like the Raiders, would be like the Titans, would be the Jets. Well, I'm not talking about teams that are necessarily winning right now. I'm talking about teams that are just sort of dangerous, to be honest with you. And teams that just will go out there and play as hard as they possibly can. Like the Bills, but for some reason or another, they've liked to tweak things up a little bit, but they're back to Tyrod Taylor, which makes a lot of sense. Peterman doesn't belong on a football field when he's thrown 5 interceptions in the first half of a ball game, Mike.
Very true. Yeah. He has no business, being out there. And, you know, talk about no business being out there. Your boy up there in Green Bay, man.
It's tough to watch.
I can't even describe it, Dorf. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to watch. I'll be honest with you, man. You know how big of a Green Bay Packer fan I am, man. It's extremely difficult to watch Brett Hundley go out there and have no idea of how to run that offense. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap up hour number one. Hour number two is on the horizon. SB Nation Radio will get involved, so it'll get a lot more interesting. Believe me. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
By a follow off the turnover, his shot denied by Gibson. Rebound trickles on. Kopitar scores! And just like that, the Kings are back within one.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford, yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So, if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 844-91-STEEL.
844-91-STEEL.
That's 844-91-STEEL.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour that has absolutely flown by. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. 1-800-878-7529. You're going to want to know that number because all hour number two, Mike, it's all NFL here. We bring in SB Nation Radio. We get those people in Dallas. We get those people in Vegas and all over the country kind of chiming in with us. And I can't wait to go after those Dallas Cowboy fans, man. I just can't wait.
You mean the Alice Cowboy fans?
True. I mean, look, obviously yeah. Phillip Rivers went in there and took care of them, busted up that secondary, 430 some odd yards and like four touchdowns. So, yeah.
I mean, let's not sugarcoat this. You and I both enjoy when the Cowboys go down.
Oh, who doesn't? I think everybody in America likes when the Cowboys go down. Let's
just,
be honest,
you know,
man.
and let's just remember this. The star on the helmet, it's not a star, it's a rating system. Star, man.
Yeah, that's what's been going around obviously on social media.
Yeah.
Is the rating of one star for the Dallas Cowboys. Hour number two, like we said, man, it's all NFL talk. We want to hear from the Bird Gang people. We want to hear from Raider Nation. We want to hear from Packer Nation. We want to hear from Patriot Nation. It's all about talking the NFL for hour number two. So I can't wait to do it, man. I'm excited about it. So is Mike Wilson. But obviously, we got to put a cap on this hour. So hour number two is coming up just in a few moments. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back talking all NFL for hour number two.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Don't nominate somebody like Roy Moore, who could actually lose a seat that any other Republican could win. And from a party perspective,
a prominent Republican is taking aim today at President Trump for throwing a lifeline to Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham responding on CNN's State of the Union to a Trump tweet earlier today in which the president ripped Democrat Doug Jones, calling him, quote, a disaster if he wins the U.S. Senate seat from Alabama. Senator Lindsey Graham has a suggestion for the president.
If you think winning with Roy Moore is going to be easy for the Republican Party, you're mistaken.
The FBI is dealing with a record number of gun background checks following Black Friday. Over 200,000 background check requests for gun purchases flooded the Bureau, setting a new single-day record for the intelligence agency. Gun background checks are required at federally licensed gun shops. However, they aren't an actual measure of gun sales, since multiple firearms can be included in one transaction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As correspondent Terry McCready reports, five African-American churches in New Jersey were vandalized overnight.
Police say church officials in Morristown and Morris Township reported some of the damage includes a broken stained glass window and exterior signs. Officials say the incidents are being investigated as possible bias crimes. Police are stepping up patrols near other houses of worship in the area. I'm Terry McCready, New York.
Indonesia is bracing for more activity from an erupting volcano on the island of Bali. Airlines are under a, quote, red warning, meaning an eruption is forecast to be imminent with significant emission of ash in the air. Smaller eruptions from Mount Agung happened last night into this morning. The volcano is emitting a thick plume of smoke and ash as high as 13,000 feet. Residents are being issued masks in some areas where ash is falling. Bali's main airport is operating normally, but some flights have been canceled. A legal showdown could be looming over President Trump's choice as acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The president on Friday tapped White House Budget Director Mike Mulvaney to head the agency. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Starting today, you'll see some unusual ads on TV. And as correspondent Lisa Campbell reports, they'll be in newspapers as well.
Are you in a fog, or did a tobacco company just tell you how dangerous smoking is? Starting today, big tobacco companies are doing just that, advertising about the dangers of smoking. Philip Morris, R.J. Reynolds, and others are releasing the first in a series of court-ordered commercials detailing the dangers of tobacco use. The ads are a result of a 1999 lawsuit by the Justice Department charging big tobacco with deceiving the public about the dangerous effects of lighting up.
George H.W. Bush is hitting a milestone no other former president has attained. The senior Bush became the longest-living commander-in-chief in U.S. history yesterday. He's 93 years and 166 days old, beating Gerald Ford's 93 years, 165 days. Gabe Fleischer of the Wake Up to Politics newsletter first pointed out the accomplishment on Twitter. Former President Jimmy Carter is not far behind Bush. Carter is 93 years, 55 days old. Recapping our top story, a prominent Republican taking aim today at President Trump for throwing a lifeline to Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, that would be South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, responding on CNN's State of the Union to a Trump tweet earlier today in which the president ripped Democrat Doug Jones.
Well, that's a political decision by the president. He's definitely trying to throw a lifeline to Roy Moore.
You can find more news at usaradio.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time once again for the NFL Preview, right here on Dorf on Sports. Now, Andy Dorf.
All righty, people. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is for you. Welcome. I am Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition, and we are now on the NFL preview. So those people listening to us on SB Nation Radio in Dallas or in Vegas, we'd love to hear from you people, especially those Dallas Cowboy fans, man. What can you say about your team now after that loss to the Chargers? It's not that easy when you don't have Ezekiel Elliott. That's what I'm going to say. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy? What's going on, brother?
Doing great, man. Let's get after it, man, because we got a whole hour of football, NFL football here. We got plenty of games to talk about. We can talk about how those Cowboys are just struggling, which I'm taking great pride in. So, you know, we got your Packers that are, you know, they're doing Packer things right now without the baddest man on the planet. You got Pittsburgh playing at a pretty high level. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the NFL, and let's get right to it.
No, man, it's an interesting week, as we know. You know, teams are starting to jockey for those playoff positions, and we're starting to find out who the contenders are, and we're learning about the pretenders, like those Dallas Cowboys, like those Green Bay Packers, man. Look, if there's one thing you're going to know about me, people, I'm objective. I say it the way it is. So if you don't like that, that's okay. I'm not mad at you. Call me. Let me hear what you got to say. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. By the way, those Dallas people, man, those trolls out there in Dallas, they love to hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always get at my partner, Pigskin Opinion. That's how you can get a hold of Mike on Twitter. So we like thoughts. We like opinions. We welcome them. We encourage them, to be honest with you. And I like going after the Cowboy fan. You know why? Because it's kind of easy. It's seriously very easy. You haven't been relevant for 20-some-odd years, but yet you talk trash every single week your team wins, and then when you lose, you guys go into hiding. So, yeah. Dallas Cowboy fan, I love you. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to get into it. We'll get in through the whole docket of what we've got on store for today, and then we'll start breaking things down. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to Pooldog.com. That's Pooldog.com.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at SteinerSports.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
No huddle. Goff back to pass from his end zone. Straight down the middle of the field. He's got a man wide open. Robert Woods catches it at the 45. No one will catch him. Robert Woods with a 94-yard touchdown from Jared Goff. And the Rams extend their lead on the Texans.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
Alrighty, people, welcome back. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. Thoughts and opinions encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Alright, Mike, so I'm going to go through some of the headlines that are out there in the NFL today. Mark Ingram, you know, this guy, he's having a pretty big season. Well, it could trigger free agency for him. Inactive for the Titans is wide receiver Matthews, not going to play against the Colts. Cowboys, this is very not interesting at all. The Cowboys players are frustrated by the coaching decisions. I wonder why.
Shocking.
I really wonder why. Yeah, it's real shocking. Anyways, Browns wide receiver Gordon set to be activated next week. Cowboys are going to waive veteran running back Darren McFadden. Makes sense, man. I mean, have they taken this guy off the shelf all season long? It's like a wasted roster spot when you think about it, Mike. No joke, man.
Oh, yeah. It's an absolute wasted roster spot. And maybe, you don't know how much McFadden really has left in the tank. But, I mean, I would think a team, if he gets waived, would take a chance on him just as a kind of depth move for them. So hopefully McFadden falls, to somebody there. What I'm really looking forward to is when Revis starts playing with the Chiefs. And if he can debut against the Jets, that would be even better.
Yep, and he does. He's poised to make his debut against the Jets. Darrell Revis, as we all know, Revis Island played a big part in the NFL for a long time. And then all of a sudden, he's been nowhere to be found, but somebody picked him up off the recycle bin, and here he is. He's out on the football field this week for the Kansas City Chiefs, who, by the way, really need a victory. A couple more things we'll get through, and then we'll tell you about what the games, the matchups are, and we'll break those down. Jaguars cornerback Ramsey, likely to play with his hand injury, so he'll be probably on the field. McCaffrey, this is interesting, and I think this is a wise decision. He took some increased snaps in the slot at practice. I think that's wise, man. You got to figure out how to use McCaffrey in every way, shape, or form if you're Cam Newton, don't you?
Absolutely. And, I mean, you know that I'm a big fan of Christian McCaffrey, have been since, his breakout years, at Stanford. He's one of those guys that, the best thing about him is that you can put him in multiple spots and he can contribute to the team, you know, kickoff, punt, slot, running back. You can even put him out wide, you know, as a decoy or, you know, something like that, you know, but that's the thing I think that holds him back from really, really being like a knockout kind of guy, because teams haven't figured out, or the Panthers haven't figured out how to use him appropriately and to their best advantage. So let's hope that they figure that out, because they got an absolute, to me, an absolute stud in Christian McCaffrey. Just figure it out where to put him.
Almost like a jack of all trades, you know, because yeah. He does so many things so well. You don't exactly know where to put this guy, and you're worried about putting him in the backfield too much because you don't want to have the guy take that pounding. You're not sure that he can handle that. I think using him out of the slot is absolutely genius, to be honest with you, because he's going to be lined up with linebackers and guys that he'll have a complete mismatch with. So I like that situation for McCaffrey. I like that situation for Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers moving forward. One more quick one for you. Jimmy G, not worried about playing in the tag spot. So, and to be honest with you, man, I don't think he should have a problem with it. You know, you just go out there and you showcase your talent and let the chips fall where they may fall, Mike.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Jimmy G is, you know, he just needs to get on the field, man. Yeah. All he wants to do is just get on the field and play and showcase what he has. Because according to everybody, this guy is the next big thing. Like, he's going to be the next good quarterback, great quarterback. So, you know, for him, I mean, my concern if I was him was just put me on the field, coach. I'm ready to play, you know, like the old song goes. But, I mean, Jimmy G just needs to get out there and show what they can do.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I'd fear for him is obviously the offensive line is very makeshift there for the San Francisco 49ers. But anyway, that doesn't bother a football player with the mentality that they have. They want to go out there and they want to play. So put Jimmy G out there. Let's see what he's got. I'm going to run through the activity that happened on Thursday, and then we'll get into the games for today. Redskins take down the Giants 20-10. As we all know, just a pathetic year for those football Giants in New York. The Redskins somehow kind of are staying in a little bit. They've got a pulse, if you will. The Chargers go to Dallas, like we've been beating up on the Cowboys like crazy, but the truth is they're now under 500. You guys haven't been relevant for 20-some-odd years, but yet you think you're the best thing since sliced cheese, and the truth of the matter is the Chargers absolutely whooped up on you. And by the way, they got a much-needed victory for them to kind of get themselves back in the mix also in that division, which there's a lot to be decided in the AFC West yet. So we'll see how that all plays out. But they do win. Go ahead.
And I was just going to say, I mean, you're talking about sliced cheese. Let's talk about Swiss cheese and what Phillip Rivers made them look like. Holy smokes, 435 yards passing. I mean, there are some Swiss cheese-sized holes in that defense right now. Go ahead.
Not only that, man, the guy was 27-33, so very precise, was passing the ball very well, very efficiently. They just couldn't stop him, man. That secondary is just god-awful there in Alice for the Alice Cowboys. We are not giving you that D because you got to be able to play D to get to earn our respect and call you the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, everybody wants to say defense wins championships and, you know, two playoff wins in 30 years or whatever it's been. I mean, come on.
Yeah. All right. So finishing out the slate from Thursday, the Vikings get it done against the Lions 30-23. And what can we say about this Case Keenum kid, man? All he does is continue to win. So the bottom line is you can't take him out of the lineup. They're doing too many good things. They're 9-2 right now, which is unbelievable. It's just crazy. So the games for today, the late night game, the Steelers play the Packers. That is the NBC late night game, 6:30 p.m. For me, I believe. So we'll be watching that here in the Valley of the Sun. Jaguars play the Cardinals right here in our backyard, and I think that's going to be a tough game for the Cardinals. Rams have the Saints. That's a great matchup, man. Just a really, really good matchup. Obviously, you know, we all know what the Saints have done ever since they started out 0-2. They've done is win. The Rams, they've been a much better team. They've got guys that are really playing well, so I'm excited to watch watch that one. Raiders have the Broncos. This should be a game where the Raiders kind of figure things out a little bit. I'll be honest with you. Broncos have struggled. 49ers, Seahawks, same thing. Seahawks, a great opportunity for them to right the ship after a tough loss at home last week, man. So if you're the Seahawks, you're excited to see the 49ers. But with that being said, if I'm not mistaken, Mike, the 49ers play them extremely well, at least over the past few seasons. So look out if you are the Seahawks, but a good opportunity for them to get a win. Eagles and Bears go at it today in Philadelphia. Jets have the Panthers. And like we said about the Panthers, McCaffrey figuring things out, maybe in the slot, maybe a much better situation for Cam to figure out how to use this guy in another option, I guess, if you will. Patriots have the Dolphins. Chiefs have the Bills. Colts have the Titans. Bengals play the Browns. That's like a bye week on the card, because truth be told, they're 0-10, and you don't want to be that team that loses to the Cleveland Browns, do you, Mike? The Falcons.
No, you don't want to be that team, but I would love to see Cincinnati go down to go down to Cleveland, though.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that much.
No, I mean, it could happen, to be honest with you. They play pretty hard. As bad as they are, they play pretty hard. Falcons play the Buccaneers at home, and another opportunity for the Falcons to build on what they have been doing. A couple nice wins the last couple weeks for those Falcons, and they were really down and out to a certain degree, but it looks like they found their mojo a little bit, Mike.
Yeah, they have found their mojo a little bit. Matty Ice, you know, coming around, starting to, you know, remind people what he did last season and their Super Bowl run. So let's see if they can take care of Tampa Bay. I mean, I feel that they should, but, you know, I mean, you got to lace them up and play. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, that's why they say any given Sunday, anything can happen. Speaking of which, thoughts and opinions can happen too. 1-800-878-7529. Get on board with us. Let's hear about your team. Raider Nation, Packer Nation, Patriot Nation,
Steeler Nation.
That's right, man. Give us a couple more. What other nations do we want to hear from? Seahawk Nation?
We got to hear Bird Gang. Come on.
Bird Gang, yeah. We want to hear from Arizona Cardinal fans, man. We want to hear from everybody. So get at us. Let us know what's on your mind about the NFL today as we sit in week 13. Just unbelievable how quick it goes. Anyways, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. It's the NFL preview right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
In the shotgun from the Miami 4, first and goal for Carolina, leading 3-0. Tight end in motion, 4 on the line, high snap, and it is a handoff to McCaffrey. Runs laterally, cuts a corner, breaks it at the 5, cuts inside the numbers. Touchdown, Carolina!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Avantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Avantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Second and goal from the one. Keenum, a hard cadence, a loaded front from the Redskins. Hand off to Murray, who gallops over the right side of the line and darts in with contact. He earns the touchdown from 1 yard out, and the Vikings an extra point away from tying it up at 7, 8:18 to go in the first quarter. Third down and goal from the three. Vikings only get touchdowns 46% of the time entering today, tied for just 25th in the league. Shotgun, single back right. Rudolph, tight end motion to the near left. The shotgun snap, Keenum rolls to the near left, pats the football, fires wide open, Stephon Diggs, touchdown, just inside the white line for the end zone. Bashaud Breeland was closest to him, he leaps on to the upright, hugs on the padded support, and a flag that will go against his celebration.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview, right here on Sports Byline.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. We like thoughts. We like opinions. We're talking all NFL here on the program. So that's what we do. We like doing it, by the way. And another thing I want to throw at you, Mike, I want to ruffle your feathers a little bit because I know you're a Miami Dolphin fan. What in the heck? Yeah. What in the heck were they doing bringing Jay Cutler in the first place? Matt Moore getting his second start of the season against the Patriots, a big spot for him. A win could keep him in the starting lineup. But the truth of the matter is what in the world were they thinking taking Jay Cutler out of retirement and giving that dude $10 million to go play football when I think he may have walked out on the booth? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what in the heck were they thinking? Seriously, bro.
Well, they were going down to some person on the beach and taking something and smoking it, as far as I'm concerned. When they took Cutler out of the booth, I mean, come on. I mean, the thought was that Gase was the guy that got him that good season up in Chicago. Looked like he had turned around, Cutler and everything. And I was just like, no, because one season does not make a quarterback and does not make a coach great. You know, I was just like, this is totally overrated. You're going off of one season. Matt Moore, former Oregon State guy, is more than capable of being the quarterback on the team. He's done it before in Carolina. He's filled in and he's done just fine. I mean, he hasn't lit the world on fire, but he's not like the bottom of the barrel. So my thing was just ride out with Matt Moore. If the season's going to suck, it's going to suck. And then you get in the draft and you draft one of these quarterbacks that probably is going to come out, you know, after this year, and then roll the dice with that guy. But don't take a flyer on a guy that has stunk it up at all. You just don't do that.
Yeah, and then you guys trade Jay Ajayi to the Philadelphia Eagles. And
yeah, okay, yeah.
A great opportunity to be a Super Bowl contender. Yep. So just foolish moves all over the place when you're talking about the Dolphins, man, to be honest with you. Anyways, get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say it is so far past, the Don Shula days and the Huizingas that own the team that kind of knew what they were doing. And Huizingas had football guys making football decisions. And it doesn't seem like they have that anymore. I mean, shoot, one of the owners of the team, minority owners, is J-Lo. What the? No. Okay. You lose all credibility when you got her as one of your minority owners and you seem more interested in the entertainment value than you are getting W's on a football field, because we all know when you get the W's, the fans come. You got to put the product out there to make the fans want to buy the tickets to come to the stadium and to support your team. And for the last, I don't know, millennia, Miami just the higher ups at Miami just don't know what the heck they are doing anymore.
Hey, entertainment people stay in the entertainment business. Athletes stay in the athletic.
Stay world. In your lane.
Exactly. We've heard it before. Anyway, speaking of staying in their lane, the Atlanta Falcons obviously got to the Super Bowl last year, had that huge lead. They blew it against the New England Patriots. They've had a couple nice wins in a row now, Mike, to be honest with you. And that division in general, I knew that division, the NFC South, was going to be a very good division. The Saints, 8-2. Panthers 7-3, Falcons now 6-4, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have now won two straight as well, play the Atlanta Falcons today behind the leadership of our buddy Ryan Fitzpatrick, because Jameis Winston is not playing. And Matty Ice, on the other hand, we know what he's capable of, has a really good offense. Freeman out, if I'm not mistaken, with that concussion. So they're going to have to get it from other guys. Coleman's been running the ball pretty well for them. And just give the ball to Matty Ice, man. And then that defense has actually stepped up a little bit as well, Mike.
Yeah, the defense has. And so, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out. I mean, you were saying during the break that major things are going to happen today. Big things are going to happen today. And that plays right into that scenario for you. So we'll see what shakes down, but it'll certainly be interesting.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick, another guy that's been a journeyman and been all over the place, a starter in and out of lineups, and still has the ability to go out there and make plays. Browns play the Bengals today, and like I said, you do not want to be the team that loses to the Browns. They're 0-10 right now. They're 0-4 away from home. They play the Bengals, who, by the way, are not that great this year. So this is an opportunity for the Browns to get a victory. Next week, they play the Chargers. The following week after that, the Browns play the Green Bay Packers, another opportunity for them to get a victory in this season. But do they have a shot against Andy Dalton and the Bengals today?
No. I just, you go based on talent-wise, and Cincinnati just has more quality, talented guys than Cleveland. And, I was going on a rant about the Dolphins there. You could go on a rant for weeks, months, years about what the issue is in Cleveland. That franchise is a proud franchise back in the day, man. I mean, with Bernie Kosar, Ernest Biner, all those players that were there. And now it's just like they can't get it right. They don't know what they're doing at all.
They don't. They have no clue.
I don't know if they have football guys making the football decisions, or you got the guys with no football experience and don't know, a tailback from a receiver making decisions. So you got to see what's shaking out in Cleveland, but they just can't get it right, man. And you just wonder what the long-term solution is going to be there. I don't know if it's Hugh Jackson. I don't know. I mean, that's where coaches go to die. Right. I mean, their careers go to die. I mean, if you are that hard up to be a head coach in the NFL, I mean, come on. Cleveland's not that place you want to go.
Yeah, and this is just a good opportunity for the Bengals to keep themselves somewhat in the mix as far as a playoff spot. So the Titans go to the Colts today, Mike, and like we were talking earlier, Titans took a step back when they lost to Pittsburgh. We all know that. Pittsburgh obviously took a major step forward. The Colts, this is a good opportunity, man. You need to right the ship and get things back to where you should be, and you're chasing the Jaguars a little bit. So the Titans need a victory here against the Colts today.
Yeah, no, the Titans do, and like we said earlier, it's always nice when you see the Colts on your schedule, because you can get some confidence back and, you know, keep yourself in the mix, give yourself, you know, some confidence that is, just so needed in the NFL to do anything. And like I said, I expect Mariota to have a big day today.
Tyrod Taylor back at the helms for the Buffalo Bills, who go to Kansas City. We talked about Revis Island resurfacing there for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to need some help in that secondary, as we know. But this is a good opportunity for the Chiefs, playing at Arrowhead Stadium. Tough place to play. We all know that. Bills struggling. They've lost three straight now. So I think I like the Chiefs big time here today, man, to write that shit.
No, I would agree. And desperate times call for desperate measures. And you got a desperate team in Kansas City wanting to do, you know, needing a win. So I fully expect Kansas City to come out on top today.
Yeah, just real quickly before we go to break, it's pretty amazing when you look at some of the teams and what they've done as of late, you know, like the Patriots winning six straight, like the Buffaloes in the opposite, Buffalo Bills, I'm sorry, in the opposite direction, losing three straight, the Dolphins four straight. You got Pittsburgh winning five straight. You got the Cleveland Browns losing 10 straight. I mean, it's just been one of those really, really weird seasons where teams get on streaks one way or another. But I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, and obviously want to thank those folks listening on the American Forces Network. We appreciate you guys. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and obviously those people listening to us on SB Nation Radio. Keep it close, everybody. We will be right back after the pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports.
Third down and four at the six-yard line. Patriots are 2-for-7 on third down tonight. Dorsett, Amendola, and Cook split out wide right. White will motion back to Brady's left in the gun. Gronkowski in the slot left side. Third down and four at the Broncos 6. Brady to throw from the gun. Sets, throws. White with a catch at the one, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. 6 yards from Brady to White, and the Patriots have opened it up, now leading 40-16.
And now, today's General Steel Building Tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford, yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So, if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 844-91-STEEL.
844-91-STEEL.
That's 844-91-STEEL.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at Steiner Sports.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
4 for 4, converting them into first downs. To the air here to a wide open touchdown! Duke Johnson in the end zone, and the Browns are on the board.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, and obviously the Dorf on Sports Radio team. Weekend edition NFL preview going on right now. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out that website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And speaking of that, check us out later tonight as well, doing the NFL Rewind show here on Sports Overnight America, when I take you through all of the action from the day. It's a good time, too, to be honest with you. I love doing that. And then you can always check out the local show, by the way, as well. Go to DorfOnSportsRadio.com for the information on that. Mike, let's get back into the NFL action on the day. We've been through a couple few games so far. We got the Dolphins and the Patriots up next. And like I said a little earlier, Matt Moore getting his second start of the season. If he has a nice day, could obviously open opportunities for him to keep starting and be that guy for the Dolphins, maybe for the rest of the year. But the truth is they're not playing for that much. The Patriots are obviously playing for a lot. So the Patriots want to keep this thing rolling because we know how good they have been over the past 6 or so weeks. And the Dolphins, they're just trying to figure things out, bro. So I like the Patriots once again to just keep their domination over the Miami Dolphins and everybody else for the most part in the AFC.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All you got to say is Brady and Belichick. And that just tells you what you're up against right there. So yeah, I totally expect New England to roll and roll pretty comfortably today up at Foxborough. Miami has no clue what they're doing offensively, defensively. So, yeah, I mean, Brady's going to take advantage of that defense.
You know, and Brandon Cooks, man, that dude has been special for them. He makes big plays. They don't really have that great of a running back. They go running back by committee, and it's a different guy, it seems like, every single week. And yeah. You said Belichick and Brady, and in all honesty, man, they do more with less than anybody in the whole NFL, and they've done it for year after year.
I will agree with that, because they've never, since, you know, Randy Moss, they really haven't had a legit deep threat there in New England. But now that they have Cooks. Yeah, they got Cooks, and that's their first legit deep threat guy in a very, very long time. So, yeah, I mean, it took a little while for Cooks to kind of find his spot, but he's paying dividends, and I still can't believe that they got him from New Orleans.
Yeah.
You know, for what they paid for him. So we'll see all how this goes. But Cooks is the man. I mean, yeah.
No, they've definitely they just keep winning. That's what the Patriots do. They just win week in and week out. They get the Super Bowls left and right. Tom Brady has a fistful of rings, and there's no reason other than to think because they just are better than everybody else. I'm sorry. And yeah, there's been some sticky points, obviously, as we all know, throughout the years with them. But the truth of the matter is they're ahead of the curve, and there's a reason why they continue to have such great success. Panthers playing the Jets today, Mike. I like the Panthers to get it done, but I think this is going to be a tough, very tough game for them on the road in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, at MetLife Stadium against the Jets, who, in all honesty, for the most part, brother, they've overachieved. They don't have that great of a squad. They don't have that great of players, but they go out there and they work hard each and every week, and they've gotten themselves 4 wins, and they're a team that does pose threats because they never give up.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you there. I mean, the Jets are just, they are the classic overachiever, and they've done more with less this year. I mean, everybody got it wrong in terms of who was the worst team in New York. I mean, it looks like the Giants are going to take that mantle from them. But, but Carolina's going to, I think Carolina wins this game by like 10, maybe 10 points, two touchdowns, somewhere in there, because they just have more talent. Everywhere. So
no, I mean, Cam Newton obviously starting to look a little bit stronger, starting to run the ball a little bit more for them. I think that is an interesting development. But again, we'll see how they use Christian McCaffrey, putting him in the slot. I think that'll be very effective for them, to be honest with you. Putting him matched up with linebackers sounds like a pretty good idea to me. So get those mismatches, let Cam throw the ball, distribute the rock, if you will, to guys that can make plays. And I think the Panthers, once again, pretty good football team. And by the way, 4-1 on the road, Mike. So that is a pretty good football team. Going on here, Bears play the Eagles. Eagles have looked great. We all know that. You don't want to have a stumble. I guess that's the way I'd put it for the Eagles down the stretch. You don't want to have a stumble. You don't want to put any thoughts in people's head about any reason for why you are not a team that could get it done. But the truth of the matter is, Alshon Jeffrey playing big for Carson Wentz. LeGarrette Blount, a solid running back. And then, like I said, bringing in Jay Ajayi from the Dolphins was huge for them. And that defense, man, they tackle. Yeah. They may tackle better than anybody in all of the NFL right now.
And you know what? That's awesome to see, that they can tackle. Everybody wants to shoulder tackle, but they wrap up, they hit, and they get you down. They don't let you have a lot of yards after catch kind of plays. We talked about Blount, we talked about Jeffrey, but let's not forget the level that Carson Wentz is playing at.
Absolutely.
With that offense. I mean, he's going to, you hate to say it is going to be the next great thing, but I mean, he just looks like everything has slowed down for him. They get to that point where, rookies and the great ones that have great careers, everything slows down and goes in slow motion. They can see everything develop. And I think Wentz is right there. Everything is slowed down for him. And you can see just how much of a great progression he has shown from his rookie season.
Absolutely. And that's why he is in the conversation. But I think Drew Brees right now is my front runner for MVP of the National Football League. But Carson Wentz absolutely having a fantastic season. You're listening to the NFL preview here on Dorf on Sports. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion from Mike. Dorf on Sports from me or Dorf Online. Check out that website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. And speaking of that, you can also catch the post game, the rewind tonight with me, 10 p.m. Pacific time, if I'm not mistaken, 11 Mountain time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. We're going to talk about everything that happened in the NFL on the NFL rewind here with the Dorf Man. So I love your thoughts and your opinions any time of the day, to be honest with you. Mike, we're going to keep going with these games. We got a few more to get through before we get out of here. Seahawks, 49ers, we don't need to spend a lot of time on this. However, this is a trap game. That's the way I'd put it for the Seahawks. Big-time trap game. You got the 49ers, who really are playing for nothing at this point. Jimmy G looking to make his mark. Maybe he does it against the Seahawks. Maybe he doesn't. But also a really good opportunity for the Seahawks themselves to keep themselves in the mix, maybe even for the division, because the Rams play the Saints today. So maybe another opportunity for the Rams to be 7-4 and the Seahawks also to be 7-4 after the day's events.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. And you looked for, Russell Wilson to have a big day, and just to get back on track. And like we've said, San Francisco is just one of those teams you like to see on your schedule right now, because you can get away with a win and you can get out of San Francisco with a win. But like you've also said, and other people have said, Seattle and San Francisco play each other pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just a matchup problem with Seattle that San Francisco just comes in and just matches up well with them. But whatever it is, this game has turned out to be a pretty good game in the past. So we'll see what happens. But I expect Russell Wilson and the Hawks to get it done.
Me too. A couple more to get through before we get to a break here. And Russell Wilson is just so fun to watch, by the way. He's absolutely one of the most dynamic players in the NFL. Raiders and Broncos go at it today. Good opportunity for Derek Carr and the Raiders to get a victory. Broncos have been struggling ever since that early season great start. All they've done is lose, Mike. So really struggling, 0-4 away from home. Raiders 2-3, not that great at home, but looking to get themselves back in the mix a little bit. I like their chances today.
Yeah, I absolutely like their chances. I actually think Oakland wins this fairly comfortably by a couple of touchdowns and for Carr just to get back on track and get some confidence with himself, get some confidence with his team and you know, to go forward and kind of, I don't know, try and stay in the mix with the playoffs.
Yeah. All right. Let's touch on this one real quickly, too. Saints and Rams going at it in the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in L.A. Today, later on, as we all know, the Rams 7-3 didn't look so good last week. Saints just keep it rolling, man. This is a big game. This has a lot to do with jockeying for playoff position. I think the Saints are just rolling too strong right now, Mike.
Yeah, no, I you know, as much as we like the Rams story, New Orleans is just rolling. And, you know, you want to think talent wins out. I think talent wins out here in this game. The Rams are just young. They don't know any better. So, that could be a plus for them coming into this game. But, you know, I expect New Orleans to take care of business. But I expect this game to be close.
Yeah. This is going to be a good one, man.
This will be a good one. So I'm expecting, you know, 3 points to, you know, a touchdown, you know, of difference okay. At the final gun. Yeah.
All right. So the Jacksonville Jaguars are coming to town to play the Arizona Cardinals at UOP, University of Phoenix Stadium, Glendale, Arizona, in our backyard. How big of a day does Calais Campbell have? I guess that's the question. And how much does Leonard Fournette run all over the Cardinal defense? And can the Cardinals play well at home? I guess those are the questions, Mike.
Well, let's look at Calais Campbell. I mean, he's the longtime former Arizona Cardinal. You know he's going to come in all jacked up, ready to go, to prove to the Arizona powers that be that letting him go was a mistake. So I think we're going to get a very motivated Calais Campbell today. I think Leonard Fournette is going to have a 100-yard game. And, you know, that defense, I mean, if Arizona has any shot at winning this, that defense has to show up, and they got to show out today because – you know, their season, I don't know if it's totally in the toilet, but you know, they lose to Jacksonville today and, you know, you might as well just go ahead.
You can put a fork in those guys already, man. I'm sorry, but they're not getting to the playoffs. This is the Jaguars' week to get back into it and put themselves in a great position in their division. But and also, this is an opportunity for our guy here, Blaine Gabbert, to go up against his old team. Real quickly, Steelers are playing the Packers tonight. I don't think this is going to be much of a contest. I think Ben Roethlisberger and Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown run rampant all over the Green Bay Packers, man.
No, I do too. And it's, you know, you can certainly make the argument. We talked about New England being just who they are, but Pittsburgh is exactly who they are. They got the 3 B's and you can make it 4 B's with Boswell, their kicker, who's just money. So I think Pittsburgh wins this game, you know, 10 to 14 points, maybe even more. I don't know, but Pittsburgh wins this game fairly comfortably.
Oh, I think they win by more than that. I think the Green Bay Packers are going to have a lot of trouble scoring the football against that tough defense. And those people that think Ben Roethlisberger's done, no, he ain't, man. He's got a lot left in the tank, bro. That's a Super Bowl caliber team. Anyways, I know we got to take another quick pause for the cause. You're listening to the NFL preview here on Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're going to take one short pause for the cause, and then we're going to come back and wrap this thing up. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Rushing yards per game, the big difference. And here's Moore. Ingram. What a move. Mark Ingram. Touchdown, New Orleans.
Goal try for Carolina. Four-man rush, flag down, throw to the end zone, caught by Dixon for a touchdown if it stands. But there was a flag thrown along the line of scrimmage, and the official who threw it is pointing at the Dolphins.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of today's program. They all fly by. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition NFL Preview as we bring it to you. Always thoughts and opinions are encouraged. Pigskin Opinion, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can always check out that website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can always check out when my local show is in Phoenix, Arizona. And then, obviously, you can always check us out on the post-game or the rewind of the NFL action from today's action later on today, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 11 Mountain time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. But at this time, Mike, as always, it's time for our parting shots. You're up, my friend. What's on your mind?
Parting shots is for the Bird Gang today. It is one of those games. They just need to win to salvage something out of this season. And if that defense doesn't show up, then their season's already kind of in the tank. It just gets worse from here on out. So Bird Gang, you know, you need to show up today.
All right, man. Mine is unbelievable. We're already at week 12 of the NFL season, bro. I mean, this just goes too quickly. And the thing that disappoints me about this year more so than others, a lot of stars are not on the field, man. And it kind of stinks when you think about it. No Aaron Rodgers, no Carson Palmer. Just so many great quarterbacks not out there on the field. Ezekiel Elliott, for reasons obviously outside of football. But just so many stars not on the field, man. Kind of one of those years where you're scratching your head and wondering who's going to be in the Super Bowl. Anyways, for Mike Wilson, For Scott on the other side of the glass, I am the Dwarf Man saying thank you for everybody for listening. We appreciate you, and especially those people on SB Nation Radio. We love you, folks. Keep it close. We'll be back tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time, doing the rewind. For Mike, for Scott, I'm the Dwarf Man saying peace. We're out of here. Dwarf on Sports, weekend edition, NFL preview style.